Hey, it's 98.7 inside up PFM. It's Man Steve.
I know what that music means.
It means oh yeah time.
Wake up.
Time to wake up and use your mouth to talk.
Smell the flowers.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good.
What a day. It's a crap day.
What's wrong with you?
There used to be a band, a group.
Only the one?
A man group.
Right.
In the 2000s called 112, and I had a song called Hot and Wet.
Okay.
It wasn't about the weather, but it's like that. It's raining, it's warm. Apparently the peak is going to be at like 6.
Right.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, are you upset with the humidity or what's your issue?
Nah, I just don't like overcast hot days. Mm. I don't like overcast days. Really. No, I don't mind if it's pissing down.
All right. I'll see what I can do for you.
Yeah. Give Mother Nature a call and go, what's the hat?
I can't part the Red Sea, but I'll see what I can do about the clouds.
How have you been?
I'm getting there.
You're getting there?
Yeah, I had a bit of a back this week, but I'm feeling better.
I've got a bit of a back as well. Ask. I got a back massager the other day.
Really?
JB Hi-Fi. Bargain.
Oh, I thought you meant like, Mrs.
Insert the name, Mrs. Jones. No, I got it. It was because my back was killing me.
It's the thing?
It's like a pillow with...
Oh, yeah.
$60.
Wow.
Really good. Heats up.
Uh-huh.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
You can move it around. Pretty good. Got it on Afterpay. $15.
You feel like it's... it still costs you the same amount.
No, it doesn't.
What do they call that? Girl math? You heard about that?
Yeah, I'm like a big bank.
Righto.
I'm like Lehman Brothers. Hey, we'll talk about Lehman Brothers a little bit later in the show in what we watched this week.
We will.
And we didn't just watch Lehman Brothers.
No.
Because that would have been a boring movie.
It would have been.
We are talking about what we watched this week.
Yeah, we got a few.
We're also doing Steve's list for this week that I gave him off air last week.
Yeah.
Tough one.
Very tough.
Tough one.
Very tough.
Well, you gave me a couple of tough ones. I wasn't going to go, what's the best countries in the world ever? Because obviously, America number one.
So what was that topic again?
It was the top 10 Beatles songs.
My favourite songs.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we're creatures of authority.
All right.
Hey, we're talking into sticks with microphones on the end of them.
Mm.
So what we say goes. My list of funniest people is the list.
Oh, it's the list.
It's the list.
Wow.
So you're going to be giving your top 10, your favourites, aka the best.
And I'm ready for some criticisms.
I have seen the list. I've glanced at it. I don't know what order it's going to be in, but I glanced at the list. Unfortunately, my favourite song wasn't on there.
I was going to say, you would know by exclusion what's not there.
But there's some I don't know. We'll see it a little bit later in the show. Also, we're going to be talking about some topical things like other stuff.
Yeah, things that are more like things going on, you know.
Things.
Because we keep up with things.
We do. We always say, hey, we should talk about this topical thing, and then we kind of forget about talking about it because
we don't really
we're too
know
busy
about
doing
it.
The trivia, which we've got coming up as
yes.
well.
Yes. And the letters this week, Matt.
Yeah,
letters. We've been told to lift our game because I think 12 we got last week.
12 letters?
No, 12 out of 20.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I still think they were hard, though.
Well, hard
we should
or not.
Have gone, we should have gone for the big money and then we would have got it.
Hard or not, we got to lift our game. People are watching, that's all I'm saying.
That's true. Also, we've got your sport as per usual as well. We're going to kick off the show with one of my favourite songs, and I know you like this one as well.
Oh, I sure do.
A little bit of Nelly.
Nelly.
Ride with me. 98.7, Pat State.
Ripper start.
Bit of Nelly. Ride with me.
You set the bar pretty high.
Tuna Morne. It's a Tuna Morne right there.
Set it pretty high, man. That's a good start.
So it's a never skip. I'm not skipping that song.
No.
The song comes on, I'm
you
like...
You might fade it, but don't...
Right? Yeah, I'm fade it. I'm not skipping it, though.
No way.
Time for a little bit of weather,
fuel,
and some sorry birthdays, which is lacking today, Steve.
Oh, dear.
It's very much lacking. I'm just waiting for the computer to load.
No, we'll do that.
Yeah, we can take our time.
Sure you can.
So you said it feels... You said it feels nice outside.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah. When I came out, I did look up. Oh, look at that. It is pretty cloudy. But look outside now. It looks like it's sort of a bit more bright, would you say?
Yeah. I think it's going to... I think the sun's... the clouds are going to go away.
Ah, good.
But you're wrong.
You're welcome.
It actually feels like 34.1.
No way.
It actually is 33.9.
What is the point of that?
I have no idea.
Are you telling me it's over 30 degrees? There's no way it's 30 degrees here.
It doesn't feel like it.
Nah, it's ridiculous.
Tomorrow's going to be 26 and cloudy. Friday's going to be partly cloudy and 26. Saturday, shower 2 and 22. And Sunday, cloudy and 22.
Wow.
A lot of 22s.
Summer finishes at the end of Feb, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, I think so. It's the end of summer.
That was a pretty mild summer.
Ugh. I can think of other words, but...
Okay.
Something there was no 40s, were there? There was no...
Cheap fuel, I'm not even going to say where you need to go. You know where to go. $1.93.9 is the cheapest.
Wow.
Metro.
Yep.
And if you're after some unleaded fuel, does anyone ever get leaded fuel anymore?
I don't think you can.
Okay, that's a shame. I used to enjoy, you know, inhaling it.
Yeah,
feel the lead.
Go to the paint now.
Yeah. cheapest in the area, we got two. $1.77.9.
Yep.
Both at the Epicenter and Metro.
Yeah.
Anything under $1.84, you're doing pretty well.
Surely you are getting some kickback from
that. I should. I should go down there and
Every week.
Can I get a fuel card? Because I always mention your...
every week.
You know, your thing. So many birthdays. Yep. Your mate.
Oh, goodness.
Ainsley.
Ainsley.
Chef Ainsley.
Oh, Roger.
Yeah. He turns 67 today.
Steve. He's a bit over the top.
67.
For me.
If it is your birthday today...
And it's not.
No.
No.
You share a birthday with, I'm so ticked off that I'm molting, Gilbert Godfrey.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not I just bad. Know him as Iago from Aladdin. And the other one and the other one is potentially.
Right. Don't do another movie.
Could
reference.
Be potentially. All right. At the end of his career, the best basketball player ever.
Oh.
Luka Doncic turns 25 today. 25.
Well, I'll hear your big statement and raise you one Wemby.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll be
dead before they're finished.
Well, bigger...
let me know when you get there.
Bigger sample size. Steve, quick news, a little whip around.
Yes, sir.
One thing I saw today that made me a little bit excited.
Yes.
Because I'm a fan of food.
I've heard that.
I like food. Apparently,
yes.
There are talks that the American fast food chain Popeyes might be coming down to Australia.
Would you go there?
Hell yeah.
What about if you don't like spinach?
Then I'll definitely go there.
No, right. Just checking.
I'm excited for that.
Popeyes. What are they? What's their claim to fame?
You know, they're a KFC equivalent.
Ah.
Fried chicken. They do fried chicken.
That's not bad.
And
I like chicken.
I like chicken, especially when it's fried. I
love fries.
So I'm excited about that. I don't know if it's going to happen. The one I want to come down to Australia is it In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, yeah. I just want to be able to say that to someone.
Is it In-N-Out?
You want to go for a quick...
Yeah,
In-N-Out. You idiot.
No, because I'm excited. Like that one, I've even heard Gordon Ramsay, they're like, what's your kind of junk food that you like?
He goes, I'm a sucker for those In-N-Out
burgers. So I want them to come to Australia.
All right.
Have you
let them know?
Yeah, well.
I mean, tell them me.
I just got the Popeyes thing just now.
Yeah, all right.
From now on, call me Perth.
Is that the
I'm 3 hours
spinach?
Behind. Yeah.
Okay.
Another quick whip around in the news. Apparently Taylor Swift's dad's been in trouble for punching a paparazzi in the head.
Okay. And who's Taylor Swift again?
I think she was in
movie
a
actress,
Disney,
obviously.
Disney show.
Disney, yeah.
Or something like that.
Frozen? Did she sing in Frozen?
I think she did a concert the other day. Actually, speaking of concerts, Naomi, friend of the show.
Where is she?
Went to go see Pink the other day.
Oh, right.
She said it was the best concert she's ever been to.
I could say that.
She's only been to 3 concerts, though.
No, that's plenty.
No, she said expensive. She said it was fantastic, except this is me, and this is not me. You got a lot. They had just standing in general admission.
Yes.
And then she's like, well, the line was already big when we got there.
Mm.
And that was at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Where was it at, by the way?
Marvel.
Marvel?
Yeah.
Is that like 50,000 or something?
Yep.
Yep.
So she's like, I didn't really want to stand there because I wanted a drink. She likes the old, she's a bit of a boozy Susie. So she's like, I didn't really want to stand there and just stand there for like, because the gates open at 5:30.
Mm.
So it's like, I didn't really want to stand there for 2.5 hours before we went in to stand there for 2.5 hours.
Right.
Some woman offered to look after the kid.
Uh-oh.
And then she's like, oh, so I went and got a drink. But she's like, I could still see her. I didn't like leave the vicinity. I was like,
well,
I was 50 meters away looking
for a while
at her.
Anyway.
And then she stood there until the gates opened at 5:30. Then they had to go there and stand and wait for the concert to start.
Right.
I think Pink came out at like 8:30.
Wow.
And then it finished at more like 11. So she's like, yeah, I stood up for about 8.5 hours.
It would be
day.
High energy, wouldn't it, by the end of the day? You're
but she said it was fantastic. One thing I did have a little gripe about, though, Marvel had the roof open.
Yep.
And I'm like, did it rain? And she's like, a little bit. What the hell? What the hell?
Maybe acoustics problem if it's closed?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I saw Paul McCartney there, right. And he had the roof shut, and there was acoustic problems. Yeah. Like, he was singing, and sometimes I'm like, why are all the people at the back singing out of time?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, it's bouncing off
the back
and coming back. So, but she said it was pretty good, and as far as Taylor Swift's dad, I mean, I think she can afford to pay off some people.
Pink is super. I think that would be money well spent. I don't know how much they cost, but...
I think it was a bit, but
yeah. But it doesn't matter. But it's a once in a lifetime.
Exactly. If you're going to pay like $200 to see the best thing you've ever seen in your whole life, it's like, well, that's a pretty good deal,
yeah,
actually.
It's cheap. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of Pink, let's do a bit of Superman.
Speaking of,
Superman, Superwoman. Yeah. This is Kryptonite, $3 down.
Supers.
Two for two?
You are absolutely on fire.
Two for two. We've got sport coming up next.
Yeah, let's do it.
And you're on 98.7. Yep. All those things. Superman. Kryptonite.
Yeah, good song.
It's not Superman. It's one of those songs that should be a different title, like Incubus Drive, and it should be called something else. It's called Drive. You're like, rename the song. Time to open a deal, Steve.
Wow. Look, it's I've got a big one here, Matty, so we're going to start straight away. And look, AFL. We've got to start talking about AFL again.
Because
the season's starting soon, I guess. And the reason I know that is because NRL is starting this weekend. But you've got to go over to LA to see them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they've got two games in LA. They've got Manly against the Bunnies and Roosters against the Broncos. It's a long way. The rest of the round is next weekend. So
cool. Can we stop off at the Sphere?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Sweet. Love the Sphere.
Yeah, it's in LA. I mean, it can't be far.
Nah, it's like a drive.
And if you're interested, Dolphins playing the Cows at Suncorp Stadium, or as I refer to it, Lang Park, as most people do.
Okay.
Yes, don't be late for that one. Okay, let's talk about cricket real quick.
I might.
Australia are over in New Zealand at the moment.
Yep.
Won the first three T20s. First one was a ripper game where Tim David scored a four off the last ball to win it.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we cruised, beat them pretty easy. But that's not what I want to talk about.
Okay, good.
I want to talk about what we learnt from that series.
Okay.
All right. Dr. And we learnt two things.
Yeah.
We learnt two things.
What did we learn?
That Matthew Short and Spencer Johnson are the real deal. We know that. We know that for certain.
Yeah.
The other thing, Smith, out.
Mm.
Right? That's what we learnt. Smith, not good enough.
Mm.
Right? 34. Okay. It's a young man's game. It's time for him to move on and let the young ones play.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm telling you, I'm watching you, Pat Cummins. Right? Yeah. You're next on my list.
All right.
But now
Steve's hit list.
I'm not sure if this is how other people do it, but I always look at in the shorter form of the game, I add average and strike rate together to give me a number.
Yeah.
And that number represents how good a person is
in
terms of batting. Smith, around about 154. And that is just nowhere near good enough. Marnus Labuschagne, for instance, we never consider him for the short game. Marnus Labuschagne, 151. And we never consider him for the short games.
Mm.
So, and someone like Virat Kohli, 180. You know what I mean? Like the good players are really good. Smith ain't in that category. So, right. Soccer, Australia beat you in the women. Australia beat you. Who did they beat again?
Uzbekistan. What did I say?
Azerbaijan.
Yeah. I was close.
I always get them too confused.
I mean, you know, same spelling.
Yeah. They got the same buildings. That was an Olympic qualifier. And I think they're back in Australia to play the second leg of that very shortly. I don't exactly know when.
Yeah, weren't they going to play at one of the stadiums, but they couldn't because Taylor Swift?
I think that was
the sports report.
We did that.
Yeah, we did, yeah. I learned that from you.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. I think that was a while back, though.
Yeah.
Now, tennis. Now, we don't always bring the big stories. You know, the little stories are good, too.
Yeah.
So, Jordan Thompson.
Ah, yeah.
I'm glad you asked.
JT.
He's 29 years old.
Yeah.
And he's a tennis player. And he just won both the singles and the doubles at a ATP Tour event in Los Cabos in Mexico.
Oh,
Mexico.
A little bit of Mexico.
So he beat the bad-mannered spirit.
Okay.
You know who that is?
It's
a guy called Casper Ruud. And he beat him in the final. But he beat Alexander Zverev, who's number 6 in the world. He beat him in the semifinals.
Okay.
So Jordan Thompson, up to number 32 in the world. I'd never heard of him before.
No.
But good on
you. But that doesn't say much about tennis, though, Steve.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah.
True enough.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Major League Baseball. We're going to start talking about that soon. Spring training has begun.
MLB.
And the opening day is on the 28th of March. So they've got about a month of...
Mickey Mantle, see out there?
He's the spirit of him, yes.
Oh, Casper Ruud. Yeah.
Bad temper. Formula One.
Yeah.
Starts in Bahrain on the 29th, so it's a four-day event, obviously, Thursday to Sunday. So it starts very shortly.
Mm.
They're very close to finding out what's going to be happening with Christian Horner. So this is the man we spoke about last week, who's the principal for Red Bull.
Mm.
Red Bull, the most successful team in racing.
Yep.
Is he going to stay in that role? They expect within a day or two to have an answer to that.
There used to be a music composer called James Horner.
Right.
I wonder if they're related.
No.
He died in a plane crash.
Right. Where did they find him when he was lost? Was he stuck in a corner eating his curds and...
He was as hot as a sauna.
Oh, no, that was Jack Horner, sorry. Shane Van Ginsberg, and I'm glad you asked, did a Bradbury over the weekend. He was in a race where he was travelling around about 13th in the last lap. Some cars ran out of gas, some petrol, both, and yet neither. others crashed into each other. He snuck through and finished third. Right. So well done to him.
And he made a cheese toastie and he ran out of cheese and it still came out perfect.
Oh, he's that kind of guy. So, basketball, three quarters of the season is now done. Not a lot has changed since the last time we spoke with the Celtics still doing well on their half, and then those other four teams that we've spoken about. It's almost like you and your petrol. It's the same four every week.
Same thing.
So we won't bother going into that. But real quickly, three quarters of the season done. Points per game. Luka Doncic still in front there. Halliburton for assists. Sabonis for rebounds. And here's a little stat that I wasn't familiar with. 3-point percentage.
Yeah.
Okay. And a guy called Grayson Allen from Phoenix at 48.6.
Yeah.
And Norman Powell from the Clippers, 45.6. But it didn't tell me how many shots they took.
I think there is a limit. It's not like four.
Yeah.
You know, I think that it has to be over 100.
All right.
Yeah.
So those two are in front. No Steph Curry. Quickly in cricket too, India has wiped the floor with England. They're up 3-0 in a 3-1 in a five test series. And more surprising from my perspective, India won with basically almost a second team that last test. There are about four or five people I've never heard of before, and they still beat England.
Yep.
England bowled out for about 135 in their second innings. Could be the death of this Bazball, which is a more aggressive approach to cricket. Bazball. They lost to India. They lost to Australia. Probably should have beaten us, truth be known. Probably should have beaten India. They were in good positions in each of the tests.
Yep.
And then seem to lose it going forward. So they need to tweak that because they're looking pretty shoddy at the moment, England, to be fair.
That's not what you're going to say.
No.
No.
But Ollie Pope, who made a golden and a second ball duck, he didn't help them in that last test. Three balls. It's not enough.
The Pope never does it.
Yeah, true enough. So, I'm fizzing, though, with the NRL starting.
I'm the cows.
Yeah.
It's all about the cows.
No.
But I'm going for the Storm still.
Yeah.
I used to go for the Sharks.
Right.
And then the Storm came along. I'm like, well, I better go for the Melbourne team. But I used to go for the Sharks.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. Why the Sharks? No reason. Just because they've got pointy teeth.
Yeah, when you're a kid and a team comes along, you're really just going, do I like the colour and do I like their, you know, emblem?
Do you ever do that in footy tipping? Where
it's
you
better
go,
than a rooster.
I'll always pick the one that the emblem I think would win in a fight.
No.
You don't do that?
No.
If the Tigers...
I have heard that's a very popular thing to do.
I don't know who
to
pick. Is it the Tigers or the Lions?
Yeah, who would win out of an eagle and a swan? Yeah. Obviously, swan. And the swans are mean, man.
The Ducks didn't beat anyone, did they?
Still on the bottom of the ladder.
Obviously.
Yeah, and in the basketball, the Pelicans have never won a game. Yeah, because, I mean...
Well, that's Zion Williams. He's the problem.
Oh, they'd probably beat a lake. Yeah, Lakers.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, which is just ridiculous.
What is that? Is that from a lake?
They were from Minneapolis. And then they moved to LA. Yeah. Now we're going to play a little bit of Alicia Keys. I'm still looking for a name tag that says Alicia, so I can say, where's my Alicia Keys?
Right.
And also, have you after an update on Fartgate from the end of last week from the darts?
Yes.
We don't have one for you.
Thank you.
Right now, Alicia Keys. If I Ain't Got You, 98.7.
Great song.
Yeah. Matt and Steve, we're driving you home for your Wednesday drive home.
Music's 20, on point, Matt.
21 minutes to 5. And we're going to do a little bit of who's higher.
Who's got
now,
more, yeah.
I've been smoking weed all day.
Oh, happy.
So I'm higher.
Yep.
No, this is for first-time listeners.
Yep.
This is when I give Steve three people on Instagram, or six people technically, and you've got to rate them
and
based on
the
followers.
I picked the wrong one.
And the reason why it's difficult for Steve is he doesn't have Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when it's my turn, I think of something else where it's nothing to do with Instagram.
And I do the opposite thing.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. So this week, let's do two comedians. Two comedians.
That would be female comedians?
No, just comedians. I'm just saying it weird because I've had a slight stroke.
Yeah, do that.
two guys that made my top 10 list of last week of funniest people of all time.
Yep.
Who's got my followers on Instagram? Bill Burr.
Yep.
Bill Burr.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the deal with Jerry Seinfeld?
Ooh, I'm going to say Bill Burr because he's younger. He's got a younger audience and they know how to work that contraption.
That would be a wise decision because he has more followers.
Yeah. Yay, baby!
2.4 million yep. versus Jerry Seinfeld's 1.4 million.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know, like you see, we're talking about the Beatles a bit later on in the show. And if you check out a clip on YouTube or something like that, it might be one of their big hit songs. And it's got, you know, 47 million views.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, but that's because that you put it on YouTube 50 years after it came out.
It's been there a while.
Because if you put that on in 1961 and there was a YouTube-type device, that would have about 3 billion views.
Yeah, I would think so.
So I always think it's funny like that. Jerry Seinfeld, if this existed in the 90s, he'd probably have 100 million followers. But you do it years later.
But yeah, the question is not who's funnier. It's just who's got more followers. Yeah.
Who's got more followers out of two brands? We've got Rolex.
Rolex. Oh, bit of elitist. Hoity-toity.
The shoe brand Nike.
Oh, Nike by the length of the strike.
Yeah, actually, that was probably wasn't the best one.
Because people who can afford Rolexes, they're not doing anything on Instagram.
Yeah, but people want to see that more because they can't afford the product. Where Nike, it's like, I can afford a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
But you're right anyway, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
Nike, 306 million followers versus Rolex, 15.9 million.
Yeah.
That was probably a little bit dumb of me.
But if you add the net wealth of the people,
yeah, it's
Rolex
the same.
Miles.
Yeah. We sell one watch, that's $20,000. You've got to sell, like, you know,
a lot of shoes.
1,000 pairs of shoes.
A lot of shoes.
Last one, new services.
Oh. Yeah, not my forte.
Let's go with who has more followers on Instagram? CNN, more N's than any other network, except for National 9 News, and versus Fox News, your mates.
Oh, now Fox. I would have thought Fox. Again, CNN, a little bit more conservative. Fox, a little bit more out there. I'm going Fox.
That would be incorrect.
God damn it.
Fox News has 8.8 million followers on Instagram, and CNN has 19.8.
Oh, damn.
So, not bad, though.
Nah, two out of three, man. That is,
you're clawing your way back.
New record for me.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I get a bit
flustered.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyways. Yeah. All right. So, good questions, Matty.
Thank you.
I'll be interested to see what you think mine are. Mine's to do with turnips.
Ah, yep.
Now, I know what you're thinking straight away.
Well, first of all, you know I know everything there is to know about turnips, so...
Look, I know in your mind, and actually you're right, you're thinking, but hang on, a turnip is a root vegetable. How can you separate a turnip from a carrot? And you're right, so we'll put them both together for you.
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking, did you pick this? Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so the question is, in 2021...
Ah, yeah.
Which country produced more carrots / turnips... in the world? You with me?
Okay.
No, we were only talking about this yesterday. So,
no, we weren't.
Oh, no, we weren't either. Pakistan.
In fact, I don't think we've ever talked about root vegetables.
Turnips and carrots.
And there's a reason. Because it's a boring subject.
Oh, all right. Well, let's move on. Pakistan or Indonesia? Who produced more carrots and turnips in the year 2021 in tons?
Indonesia.
I want to guess. Nah. Pakistan.
Really?
I know. It's terrible,
wow.
Isn't it?
How did I not know that? I feel like such an idiot.
I think it's because they were close. 728 to 720.
Ah, yeah. That's See, why. I probably should have known
I'm
that.
I'm trying to trick you, you know?
Yeah, oh, wow, yeah.
All right, here's an easier one,
I think
one,
this
then.
Whole subject is a trick.
Here's an easier one.
Yeah.
UK or Ukraine? Ukraine. Ready? UK, UK or Ukraine? UK. Are you thinking through this logically?
Well, one's got a war happening.
All right.
I can imagine the horticultural thing going gangbusters at the moment.
Big dome over the top. Leave this area. We've got to get our carrots.
The farmer's field is a bomb zone.
But you're right, UK.
Congratulations. Yeah, of course. Well, I know a lot about turnips and carrots.
Now it's getting hard, though.
All right, yeah.
The US
or
your mates at Uzbekistan?
US.
US? Ba-ba.
Oh, get out of here.
1.4 million versus 3.1, Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan.
Well, they're
what can you say?
And they're good at soccer as well.
Right, well, not the women so much. They got pumped. All right, here we go. Big finish.
Oh, my God.
Big finish. And this is pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah.
China?
China.
Or everyone else in the world? Who you got? China or everyone else in the world?
I mean, the real answer is who cares. But I'm going to go with everyone else in the world.
It's correct.
Come on.
23 million. Good on you, Matty. Versus
I'm a weapon. I'm a weapon.
Only 18 for weapon. China. Well done, Matt.
I'm a China weapon. I'm a turnip weapon. I'm a carrot weapon.
I think you got two out of four. That's pretty good. No, really.
So
you should
I've,
be happy with that.
I've been thinking about going on a hard quiz. I now know what my special subject is.
Now we're talking.
Root vegetables, specifically turnips and carrots.
If I'd asked you how much you know about turnips, you would have said zero.
Yeah.
You know, 50%.
It's, you know what? It's bar fodder. The next time I'm at the bar, I'm going to go, hey, mate, do you know who produces more carrots and turnips around the world?
Have you ever eaten a turnip?
Yeah.
How are they like? I don't think I've ever had one.
I think they're all right. It's like a swede. Have you ever had a swede?
I thought they were like carrots.
Yeah, maybe. Have you had a swede?
What are we talking about?
The root vegetable.
Well, no, she wasn't. She was fully capable of her faculties.
I've had a German, but not a swede. Yeah. No, that's very nice. They're very nice. They're like if a potato and a carrot had a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I might not have one.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hopefully you pick something a bit better next week.
You know how I said it? You either love it or hate it?
Yeah.
I'm going with hate.
Yeah. Not the best. Not the best.
Okay.
Right now, Mark Morrison. It's time to return to the Mac. Oh, jeez. Return to the Mac. Mark Morrison.
I thought he said turn off the light.
Turn off the light. that's Nelly Furtado.
I didn't hear that.
You got to turn off the light.
Damn.
Steve.
Yes, sir.
We watch things with our eyeballs.
Yes.
And we watched some stuff this week.
Hear things.
Yeah, you're on fire lately with watching stuff.
I feel like I know more than I used to.
Yeah, you've gone from I've never seen anything to like, we've all seen that.
Right.
You know. I think you've watched, did you watch two movies this week or three?
Three.
Three?
Yep. I got Born Number 4, which I don't know what that was called. Superior or
something? You got to be able to remember the name of your kids.
The one, there's the Born Without Born.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which had is the like acting without acting.
Jeremy Renner in it.
Jeremy Renner.
Deadpool Numero 2.
Yeah, that one as well. Yeah.
And the Big Short.
The Big Short.
The Big Short.
Yeah.
Which is just last night. That was...
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So what do you want to start with?
You've seen all those, presumably?
I have.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Some more than others.
So Born Number 4.
Yeah. I've only seen that once.
I didn't think that I could care less what happened to Born until I replaced him with Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could not care less what happened to him.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very average movie, to be honest. Didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of car scenes. These guys were...
Yeah, you don't like a car scene.
They didn't like...
You must have hated the Italian job.
but they had a running scene that developed into a motorbike scene that was being chased by cars, and that just set me off. I was gone.
Never watched Fast and the Furious.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Deal. But no, I could probably remember the storyline if I had to.
The only thing I really remember, I've only seen it once years ago, the only thing that I remember, the only thing I really liked about it was at the very start of the movie, he jumps into like freezing cold water.
Right.
And he gets some like tube out of the water or something.
Okay.
And I was like, you can tell that dude's really in cold water and it really is freezing there.
Yeah.
And I was like, kudos. It was very Bear Grylls. But it was only for like a second.
Good for him. the movie based around him trying to get drugs because he was part of a program which gave him drugs.
Yeah.
And that made him smarter and stronger.
That was Trainspotting.
Yep. Yeah. And I went, okay, so this guy's a druggie. He wants his drugs. Awesome. And what does he do for a job? Who knows? He didn't do anything for a job that we saw.
Yeah, he's retired.
Yeah.
So, low rating on that one.
Didn't like that at all.
Next one.
Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2 was weird. It was weird for me because, and I know, I'm not sure I've explained it properly on the night, but Deadpool, I didn't particularly like the storyline. It was very basic, very fundamental, very obvious storyline that had some very high highs. Not too many low lows, but I didn't love the story, but I loved some of the sections of it.
Yeah, is it maybe like a song where you kind of don't like the main bit of the song, but there might be a trill and a frill at the start.
Guitar riff or something.
And the guitar solo at the end and a little bit where they go boom, boom, and the beat drops out. You're like, I like that bit, like that bit.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just picked out bits and I went, there was some, in the middle bit, there was some really funny stuff.
Those bits
stuff.
Can be delicious.
And I would watch an hour and a half for 5 minutes of gold. Seriously, I'm happy to make that investment.
Yeah.
I didn't get Vaughn, not so much.
Yeah.
But for Deadpool, and so for that reason, I didn't love the movie, but I loved the bits in the middle. They were really funny.
You like the crusty bits on the side. The lasagna itself was a bit average, when you got those crusty bits, you were like, what? Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. That's why you should come to my restaurant, Skins. It's all crusty bits.
Skins.
It's a gross name.
How many of those do you have? How many restaurants of those do you have?
We got one. It's a tapas bar, so you can order just the lasagna at the top.
Yeah.
Just the crispy bits of bacon. Just potato skins. It's great. Just crackle.
You know, tapas bar.
Just the skin off the chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting hungry. When I first said tapas bar, you know what? I thought you had to order via Morse code.
Ah, like... Yeah. That's fried chicken. Yeah, you want some fried chicken?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Let me know. I'd like to come to the grand opening.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and the last one was just last night, Big Short.
The Big Short.
Boy, that was a movie.
It was a sad movie for
you.
It was an entertaining movie.
Those bastards.
Yeah.
There was a lot in it. You know, you had to concentrate pretty hard. Mm. Well, I did anyway. Mm. Probably others didn't, but I had to concentrate pretty hard, and it really talked about the 2008, I think it was, subprime
financial
problem.
Collapse.
Yep, the financial collapse on Wall Street in America, and how it affected the rest of the world.
Yep.
And we were centered around some people who
saw it happening.
Kind of saw the future because they were looking, as opposed to everybody else who couldn't see it because they had their eyes closed.
Yes, or they had their eyes open and went, yeah, we're still going to do it anyway.
Yeah, that could be true too. They knew full well what was going to happen, but really just didn't care.
Yeah.
Because they figured that the government will bail us out, so we'll be fine.
Yeah,
which is exactly what happened. And there was a lovely piece
in
it.
Maybe they are smart.
There was a lovely piece in that movie where they said, and of course now all of these bad things have happened. The banks did this and it was really, and they were so sorry and all of this.
And everyone went to jail.
And then it just went, only kidding.
Yeah.
And then it went to what really happened.
One guy went to jail. Yeah.
We'd never heard of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That rotten.
So, but you enjoyed that one.
That was my favourite of the three. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very good movie.
Three in a week. Oh, I wouldn't have watched three in 6 months.
I know. You're smashing it. You've turned into a weapon, Steve.
I feel like I'm saying, no, I've got to watch a movie tonight.
Now, let me tell you about the one that I watched.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still watching my The Curb. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Season 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back in the
episode 4. We watched
episode 4. Mm. We're back in the dead zone.
Oh dear!
It was bad. It was bad.
But the hand came out of the crypt last week.
It did. I loved last week's episode. I gave last week's episode like a 7.
Wow.
This week I'm giving it I'm being generous and giving it a 3. It was bad.
Please tell me that's out of 4.
Storyline was just crazy. Like Larry David's always a bit crazy and a little bit kooky, but. This was, he's bringing his own eggs to a country club and complaining that they're serving breakfast, they stopped serving breakfast 10 minutes after he ordered it. He's bringing his own bread in.
Yeah.
He's obsessed about someone calling him an asshole. And it's like, okay, who cares? People call you an asshole all the time on the show. Like, you're going to be obsessed by this. It moved nowhere. There were no little funny little bits in between. There's another storyline where there was a letter put up in a golf club that it was just bad, all the way around bad. And we mentioned it a couple of times before. He needs to stop walking around because he looks structurally unsound.
He looks like off the Thunderbirds.
He does. He's on the string. He's on the string. So, again, I'm hoping for a bit of a redemption for next week. But at the moment, I don't have my fingers and toes crossed because
I can feel your pain. Mm. You're a huge fan of this guy.
Yeah.
And this is like, for you, maybe a fat Elvis.
It is. You know what I mean? Like it's Fat Elvis.
You're up there and you go, he still sounds good, but your eyes are going, gee, I wished he still looked like he did, before.
Yeah,
or sounded. Or
yeah, it's like Tony Lockett coming back after playing for 5 years and he's doubled in size.
Wow.
And he's kicking a goal 3. And you go, I should have.
But you're right. He sounds like a senile old gentleman now.
Yeah.
And that's not hilarious.
Overall, it was not that enjoyable.
A little bit sad.
A little bit sad.
Yeah, I agree.
But we're going to spice up things a little bit now.
Hey!
A bit of Houdini, Dua Lipa. We've got the news coming up next. And on the other side of the news, a bit of trivia.
Love
excited.
It.
Not everyone's 7.
RPP. Music, people, and the peninsula. Get it in your ears.
Get it all up in your earballs. Right now, it is time for my favourite segment. The listeners hate it, but I love it. Time for the trivia.
Trivia.
I want to get.
We could do an intro ourselves for this.
Yeah, we should.
We should.
Also, because I don't know about you, but I've been called the songbird of my generation.
I haven't.
By people that have heard me. I'm that good.
Yeah, I've clearly not heard you.
Yeah. Now, last week we got 14. Not our best effort.
14,
wasn't
it?
Yeah.
I thought it was 12. 14.
Was it
12? No, I think you're
Let's
right.
Let's go 13.
No, so I think it was 19.
Yeah. So we've got to... we'll say 12 just just so we can do better than 12
we
last
have
week.
To do
it
better.
Was hard last week.
It was a hard quiz.
What was it? It was named 4 countries with Saint in it, wasn't it?
It was a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, that was tough. It was tough.
Difficult.
But this week, positivity.
Positivity.
Yep.
Nah, I don't like positivity.
I'm against it.
Boom.
You ready?
Yep.
You're sitting down?
No, I'm sitting down.
All right then.
I might stand up.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
What food staple is commonly sold in supermarkets labelled as either plain or self-raising?
Flour.
Very good, Matthew. You are good at this game. We should stop now.
Yeah, we should stop. And that was trivia for the week.
Thank you very much, 100%.
Just do one question a week.
In a common saying, what coloured tape is said to indicate excessively strict or complicated regulations and bureaucracy.
Red?
Correct. Red tape. Way too much red tape.
Yeah.
An orthodontist treats what part of the body?
No, they write books. They're like an orthodontist. It's like a doctor.
Oh,
that's,
do you?
They. Sorry, say it again. I had my joke lined up. I wasn't even ready.
I think you said teeth.
Yeah, teeth.
When it started operating in 2000, the airline now known as, can I say this on radio?
Mm-hmm.
Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Australia used what colourful name?
Virgin Red.
Okay.
Wow. Virgin Blue.
Because we've already had a red.
I know. But let's go with blue.
We'll go with blue for that reason.
Yeah, Virgin Blue.
Or Virgin Purple?
No.
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 All right. What is the name of the large sea that separates southern Europe from northern Africa?
Now, we dominate seas generally.
Geography is...
Northern... Atlantic?
No, it's an ocean, but...
A sea, was it?
Yep. Geography is not really our thing, is it?
Look, we're okay with it.
Are we really?
No, well, it's not the Mediterranean. Screaming. I'm guessing the Mediterranean's on the other side. Or is it Mediterranean? We get Mediterranean? We're like a Mediterranean? Because it says Europe, so that could be like Italy and stuff. You know, it could be on that side. I'm thinking of English side, but let's go to the other side.
I'm listening. I got nothing.
Mediterranean.
Sure.
It said sea, yeah. It didn't say ocean.
I think so. Yes, large sea, yeah, sure. Okay. And it's large.
It's large. It's a large sea.
Letters it's got. Come on.
Yeah.
Which TV series set was set in a street called Wisteria Lane, starred Eva Longoria and Terry Hatcher?
Desperate Housewives.
It is indeed. And she goes all right, doesn't she,
There's a Steve's holding up now a picture in the quiz of Eva Longoria. Yeah, she was. Yeah, yes.
Tony Parker?
Yeah. Full.
What happened? All right. In French,
though. Yeah, I saw her on Letterman one time. Very, very nice lady.
She got a kind face.
Yeah.
I would say sacré bleu.
No, I would say something else.
What word can mean either a ship... try this again.
Phrasing.
What word can either mean a steep cliff or attempt to deceive someone? A steep cliff or an attempt to deceive someone?
Well, it seems so obvious, but yet nothing's coming to mind.
Yeah, okay.
Steep cliff.
This is the one you pass on, isn't it?
We'll come back to that one. Yeah.
Will we?
Yeah.
We say we will.
Steep cliff or...
an attempt to deceive someone.
Revenge, no.
What's dupe? No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm coming up with donuts.
All right, we'll keep going.
Yeah.
The bearded character, Bluto. Oh, my God. Are you serious? We were talking about this before.
Are we?
Is the main nemesis of which comic strip character?
Here you go.
Popeye.
Oh, Popeye.
Exmouth Gulf is off the coast of which Australian state?
Exmouth
Gulf. WA?
Yeah, it's
going to
be
WA. In which action film series does Mel Gibson play LAPD detective Martin Riggs?
Lethal Weapon.
On this day in 1973, the voting age in Australia was lowered to 18. What was it before?
You want to have a punt?
Oh, I would have thought 21.
No, I would say 21. As
Yeah. Which US president said, ask not what your country can do for you?
That would be Mayor Quimby.
That's him indeed.
AKA JFK.
How many L's in that name? AKA JFK. What does that spell?
JFK.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. JFK.
All right. What sporting participants are commonly known, nicknamed Hoops?
Hoops? Basketball.
Basketball. Yeah. Which music veteran won the best folk album? Really? Was there one?
Yeah.
The least worst. Best folk album Grammy this year. Was it Joni Mitchell, Paul Simon, Rufus Wainwright III?
Well, it wasn't Paul Simon. I know Joni Mitchell was at the Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to go with Joni Mitchell?
No, I want to go with Rufus Wainwright. Who is
Rufus Wainwright? I know we did a cover on Shrek of Hallelujah.
I didn't think the other two, although you're right, I did see Joni Mitchell, but she was there just for being old, wasn't she?
I think so, but also usually if they're there, they win.
Does she have a new album?
I think so.
She's like 200.
It's called Knock, 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 and No One Heaven's Dow. Oh, well.
I thought it was not quite as
big. Right, would you want to go, right? Wainwright? Or,
my guess would have been that, but you're right, Joni Mitchell was there.
Let's go Joni Mitchell there.
Basketball legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played the majority of his career for which team?
The Los Angeles Lakers.
How are these questions for you today?
I know.
What's the first name of Agatha Christie's character, Miss Marple?
Oh, my mum's at home kicking herself.
Yeah, she's yelling at the thing, whatever it is.
Miss Marple.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to have a guess? Do you reckon it's MM or do you reckon it's...
Agnes?
I think it's something like that.
Is it?
Yeah. Margaret.
Margaret Marple. Oh, dear.
I don't know. It's yeah. Miss. Her name. Her first name is Miss.
That's a trick question.
Margaret. I have no idea.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir. What colour is the middle stripe of the German flag?
Red.
Well, I was going to say black. Is it red?
Oh. I don't know. I'm going to get red. I'm pretty good with flags.
You're a flag man. These are all you.
I know.
If we were on that show, what was that show we were watching last night?
The Chase.
You would be really good.
Yeah, I'd be happy. I'd be happy at the moment.
You'd be.
Although that's a hard question because I know the colours. I just don't know exactly what. Right. I'm pretty sure it's black, red, yellow.
All right, then.
Pretty sure.
Sounds like... all right, what name is shared by a 1987 Steven Spielberg film starring a teenage Christian Bale?
Yeah, Empire of the Sun.
Walking on a Dream?
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, boy. Sorry, I should let you finish the question for the people playing along.
Yeah.
And a band.
An Australian music duo.
Yeah.
Whose hits include Walking on a Dream.
Yeah.
What fish has a species called the sockeye?
What fish?
Hmm.
The sockeye?
Yep.
Ugh.
The answer is salmon.
Oh, you know that?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Now, the Upper Dumper.
What a team we are.
The Upper Dumper. Name the three NATO member countries that have names beginning with S.
NATO. So NATO is like...
NATO countries.
So NATO is like the people that are against guys. Russia, yeah.
The good guys, yeah.
The start with S.
So the us guys. Now...
Scotland? Or are they too I think they're too
part
far
of, are they part of UK? Wouldn't they just come into UK?
Okay.
What about Sweden? Are they part of it?
And they're neutral, aren't they?
Yeah, probably are.
Or are they Switzerland?
No, they're neutral, definitely.
Oh, Sweden?
I think Sweden... I don't know.
Slovenia?
Yeah.
Or are they part of the German side?
Yeah, I think I'm over the baddies. I don't know. No, I don't know.
Okay, let's go.
Can't say that out loud.
So I remember there's one close and they're like, nah, we're going to go with these people. Anyway, so Slovenia? Sardinia? Or is that too far away?
I think
away?
It's the same place. What did you say?
And
Sardinia.
Spain?
Oh, yes. Have to be Spain.
So Spain, Slovenia.
How come we could get there first?
It's like the Mexico City one we got wrong. Right. It's like name a city in Mexico City. It's like what?
Nah, too hard.
All right, so Slovenia, Sardinia, and Spain.
Sure, why not? I
that's
can't
wrong.
Really help
that's
you.
All wrong, by the way.
Did you want to quickly go back to the one we passed on?
Yeah, what was that?
What word can mean either a steep cliff or an attempt to deceive someone?
What I'm thinking is like ridge, but that's not even a steep cliff.
He's out of Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Or dupe? No.
Yeah, no, we can't be Aaron.
You know, it's going to be obvious and we're going to go...
We're going to hate it.
Yep. I can't believe that
I
happened.
I can feel it.
There you go. All right,
let's tally these up.
We've got the results coming up next. Yep. And also, I've got a little story about what happened to me this week. And it wasn't good. It wasn't good. Right now, Maria, Carlos Santana.
Hey.
From Sardinia. Maria, Carlos Santana.
Yep.
Good
so
song.
Good, like New York. They're so good they named it twice.
Big hit in America.
Really?
It never came out in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, bit of a shame.
Pretty average.
Yeah. I like that. I like it.
Although I must
say. You weren't even listening.
I must say that one of my favourite albums is a thing called Z-Bop by Mr. Carlos Santana.
Yeah. So we did a tally.
We did.
We did pretty good. We did pretty good.
We missed a couple of easies.
Yeah.
We got a couple of hard ones, which is probably fair overall.
Yep.
And 16, maybe.
And was red the Germany flag?
Hey, that's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we did that one. Red.
Yeah.
Number 17, red.
Okay,
well
good.
Done.
Thank you. So the ones we got wrong.
What word can mean steep cliff or deceive someone? Bluff.
Yeah.
Everyone
I've
knew that.
I've never heard that as a term used to describe a cliff.
Blind man's bluff. No. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sporting participants' hoops. They're jockeys. They're not basketball players.
Yeah.
Hoops is what the guys throw the ball into.
Yeah.
It's not the nickname of the players.
No. Although, having said that, even if you... Because you started doing the action for everyone playing along at home. Steve started shooting hoops. So I didn't quite hear you. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, hoops. Yeah, sure.
I didn't hear myself.
But I wouldn't have got it right even if we had time to think about it.
I don't think I asked the question very well. But anyway, Jane. Plain Jane Marple.
Jane Marple.
Isn't that just somebody you want to
What did we say?
To?
Margaret or something?
Ethelbert.
Ethel. Yeah, Ethelbert Marple.
And the pumper.
Close.
No cigar, but close.
Close, but no cigar.
So the three NATO countries were Slovakia, Slovenia, and Spain.
Yeah.
And I think you may well have said them.
I think I said Sardinia.
Yeah. You said a lot of S's.
I did.
You were S'ing everywhere.
Slovakia sounds delicious this time of year, I'll tell you what.
A bit hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a donor Slovakia.
So we did good. We got 16. Effort. 16.
And I've got to be honest, we're always in a good mood.
Yeah.
When we get 16.
You got 16.
Man.
I'm happy with that.
Good job. Well done.
You know. And can I tell people about the line that you said just before? You're like, I'll tell you what, if we get 20 for 20,
yeah.
Like, I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'll be telling people.
I would tell people.
It was the pause, and it was. I thought you were going to hype it up, like I'm going to, you know, rent a plane and fly that in the sky. It was just, I'd be telling people about that.
No, I'd be meeting people the first time. They go, this is Steve, and I go, I got the 20 out of 20 for the...
Yeah, I see really? You. Like, you're a man over here. What's going on?
You're that guy.
So, Steve, I've got to tell you a little traumatic thing that happened
Please
to me this
do.
Week. I was very sad about this. I was driving in my car at work, and it came up a little Facebook notification. I was like, no big deal. I'm not a big Facebook person. You know,
right-o.
I don't really post. I'm only just stalk.
You're more face than...
Yeah, it's not. I'm not huge, and then it came up with your friend request to Ariel blah 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 has been accepted, and usually sometimes if you know come through someone's asked to be your friend,
yeah.
But this one said it being accepted, and I'm like, well, I hate most people in life, and especially right. online, so I didn't send no friend request.
Yeah, anymore. Of course.
And then I went to go to Facebook, and I couldn't log in, which is unusual because
you forget your password.
I usually just go to the app and it just opens up. So it says you got to log back in. You've been logged out. I was like, this is not working good.
Never asked me this before.
And try to log in. And it said, no, the password's incorrect. And you're using an old password. That's the old password. So you got to use your new one.
Was that a plausible line?
No.
No.
And then I went, it goes, oh, that's all right. Well, what's your phone number? You've got a phone number linked to the account. So I put that in and it says, oh, no, sorry, it doesn't exist.
Uh-oh.
And I went, oh, no.
Got that bad feeling in the pit of your stomach.
And then I tried again, and it said, I'm sorry, your account's been disabled.
Damn.
So someone's hacked into my account. They've changed my details. And also, they tried to get into my email address as well, except luckily my email's gone, hey, someone's trying to log in. You might want to change your password.
Yep.
And I did.
If it's not you, then do something. Yeah,
I signed up to Facebook in 2008.
Wow.
And all of the photos, all of the things that I've done on there. And not only that, it's Messenger as well. So, you know, a lot of people now choose to use Messenger as opposed to sending text messages. Mm-hmm. And you can send photos and things a lot easier than doing it by text.
Right.
And I've got some things in there that, you know, my Phil sent me pictures of his baby going, hello, Uncle Matt. It's very cute. And I'm like, well, it's all there saved. If I ever want to put them on my phone, I can. But I don't know about you, but I use those kind of devices as kind of like the cloud. Like, I'll leave it there so it's not taking up space on my phone. If I want to grab it at some point,
as long
I can.
As you know where it is, it doesn't matter.
All Gonski.
Damn it.
So
that's kind of sad.
It's very sad, and turns out as well, I've been doing some research on this, and this is a public service announcement for everyone out there.
Yep.
Maybe update your stuff, because I've used the same password since 08, same email address, because, you know, that's just like my crap one. The Hotmail one that I had from when I was a kid.
Yep.
If I'm signing up to some dodgy website, I'm like, I don't want them to give my good one, so I'll just use that one.
Yep.
And I think that's maybe how they did it. But it's very frustrating, very annoying, and and Facebook have got zero customer service to get this back.
Don't really care, do they?
I've been doing research on this. Everyone's had the same issue.
Yeah.
There's no one to contact. There's no phone number. You can send an email to like Facebook support.
Yeah.
And people go, well, I've done that 8 months ago. I still haven't got anything back. So it looks like it's basically gone. And I think there's a statute of limitations where if you don't reactivate a disabled account after a year, it's just gone.
So with it being hacked, obviously it's inconvenient for you. You've lost things.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, is that what else is the downside to being hacked?
Well, at the start, I was worried, so I locked my bank account and I did some other things going, okay, is this going to start popping up on all the things that are connected to Facebook? Because Facebook's a very convenient thing where they go, hey, Steve, you want to get this app? Do you want to sign in, create a new thing, or do you want to just sign up through Facebook? We've already got your details. And usually you just do that because it's easier.
Right.
So I started thinking, is this going to start going onto all my other apps?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that's happened. It just seems like this person's... logged into my account, just changed my details, and then just done that and left.
Has anything been sent from your account to any of the friends that you know of, so that they've
because that is a common one where people have been hacked before, and then you get a weird message from someone and have to do that. But no, it basically looks like they've gone on there. I don't know if they've uploaded something to get me disabled, as in like an illegal image of some sort. But it didn't say when I said you've been disabled. I've read online that other people have said that. You know, it comes up for them, you've been banned because you've breached protocol.
Yep.
So they've obviously done that to them. This one just said disabled for me. So, and also I've read on Facebook through the forums and stuff that people, Facebook disabled your account if they think you've been hacked, which is great. But you can't get back into your account to let them know that you've been hacked because they've disabled it.
Right.
And I can't log back into my account just normally because, well, one, it's disabled, and two, he's changed my password and phone number and stuff. So there's no way for me to let them know I've been hacked.
So you can't verify that you're you because you're not you anymore.
Yeah, and you get stuck in a loop where they just send you back and forth and back and forth, and it's pretty brutal.
And I understand now you've opened up a new account as Arnold Hacker. Is that correct?
Arnold the Hacker. Yeah. And everyone's freaking out about that. I just did one little post saying, hey, everyone, I've been hacked. This is a new account. It sucks. And then I'm still getting all text messages from people saying, hey, I just got a message. Yeah. And things, you know, friend request on Facebook.
People don't believe it.
They're all sus on it now. So I'm like those, it's like the movies where someone switches bodies.
Yeah.
And now I'm going up to, you know, your wife and going, no, it is me. Yeah, we got married in Barbados on the beach. Remember, we had the Mai Tais. So I'm trying to convince everyone that I am me. Yeah. So,
no, I can imagine if you were hacked, somebody would send something saying, hey, you know, everything's okay now.
Yeah.
And you're sending stuff saying everything's okay now. So.
Exactly. Yeah. But from what I can tell, all of done is disabled me, which is just annoying.
Well, hopefully it just stays like that. I mean, I guess do you have to keep monitoring things for any reason? Like,
no, really.
Something happen in a month or
possibly, yeah. And some people have said just try and log on randomly, and some people have said it just came back because usually because they're connected to Instagram, that their Instagram goes down as well as Facebook. My Instagram is fine, but my Facebook went down.
And you've had nothing else happen is associated?
Nothing else dodgy except for them trying to change my password and my email.
Sounds like kids are just broken in for fun.
Yeah, and it's just that it wouldn't be so bad even if Facebook, you send them an email and they said, hey, look, we've got a really high demand here.
Mm.
We'll get back to you, mate. It might take 6 months. I'd be like, okay, cool, that's something.
Haven't they got billions of people on Facebook?
Yeah, but the fact that there's no response and they're basically, even to find the email to send them the email saying, I think I've been hacked, was extremely difficult to do. It's a pain. It's a pain.
I think if you've got a billion customers, maybe one is probably not the most important.
No, but they should have something. Even if it's an automated thing or an alternative number that you can send an email address send a text message to verify yourself in some way.
You would have thought it would have gone to an AI or something. You'd have to have 50 people sitting in an office waiting for the phone to ring.
It's done that with email addresses when they get hacked. You can send it to an alternative, or there's a series of questions you have to answer correctly.
Yep.
Facebook doesn't have that.
No.
So, overall, quite annoying.
I wonder if they figured they were never going to get hacked, so it wouldn't matter.
I don't know. I know, it was someone that works at Facebook, and they just do that on Wednesdays. Go, let's delete some accounts for fun.
Could that have happened? Could you have done something to actually disable your own...
No.
Think? No.
Okay. No, I didn't. Well, I didn't touch it for like the 2 days before then. So, but I, you know, for all I know, it's just Bob sitting at his desk going, I'm going to get fired and let's get rid of some people's accounts. So I really don't know.
Give it back to me, Bob.
But there's basically no answer. So
yeah, terrible. It's inconvenient, I think. It hasn't cost you or anything. So.
No.
So it's more of an inconvenience.
Not
than
yet, anyway. Yeah.
All right. So you've got a new account.
Yeah.
So people can know that now. Your people that you know.
Yeah.
He does have a new account. So.
Yeah. So
if you get something from the old account,
that's right.
Let him know.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah. And also, if anyone can figure it out, write into the show.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
If there's counter hackers out there,
Crow's Box 1373.
Yeah.
Right now we're going to bet a Shezza Crow. Shezza Crow. All I want to do, Steve.
What is that?
Just hit it.
Yeah, fun it up.
98.6. Shezza Crow. All she wants to do is have some fun, Steve. That's all she wants to do. Yeah.
We talked about that Lance Armstrong thing during the song, didn't we?
Yeah. He was, you know, pretty nuts.
He was a jerk. Pretty nuts.
All right. Now, this is the big dog. The big dog. Last week, it was top 10 funniest people of all time. This week, it is Steve's list of, in air quotes, his favorite. No, let's just go the best Weedle songs of all time.
Look, we got to sort of think about this a little bit more because... I went on a website and they had 184 songs for me to
pick
from.
You're not following the rules, Steve.
No, I needed it because 184 is a lot of songs.
Okay.
That is, and trying to condense it down, boy. All right.
Boy, oh boy.
But here's what I found, and I'll share this with you.
Okay.
They had some songs that I thought were very similar.
Mm.
So what I did was I had them battle each other, the songs that were similar, for an eventual winner.
Mm.
You'll get it as we go along.
Okay.
Now, I've given you the songs.
Yeah, out of order.
So, out of order, correct. So, I'll mention the song and you'll dong it in the background.
Yep.
And then I'll maybe talk over it or maybe not. Okay, right. We'll see how we go.
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
What's number 10?
Number 10.
Yeah.
Don't Let Me Down.
Don't let me down. Yeah. Don't let me down. Yeah. All right. So we've got that playing in the background now.
And it defeats a song called Oh Darlin', which I thought was... Oh. You know that song?
I do.
I thought that was a very similar sounding song when I heard them. I listened to them and I went, hey, that sounds pretty similar. Oh, darn.
Yeah,
you know, a single voice, you know, cry out.
I'd say this one's a bit more unique.
Yeah, it is. I like this song very much. But I just thought they were similar. So I gave them an opportunity to and this one won. So well done. Congratulations.
Number 10.
Number 9.
Yep.
Got to Get You Into My Life.
Got to Get You Into My Life.
A little bit more up-tempo.
Okay.
Which is, you know, they've got some that are, some that aren't.
Yep.
And this one actually beat two songs.
Oh.
It beat Day Tripper and it beat Paperback Writer, who I thought were all in the same...
I like Day Tripper. She was a day tripper.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is in the same elk.
I thought so. I mean, others might disagree, but that's fine.
Yep.
So there you go. Got to Get You Into My Life.
Yep.
Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've got a lot of songs with similar sounding names. The next one's In My Life.
In My Life.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Got to Get You Into My Life.
No. Because you're already in, you don't have to...
Yeah, I like this song. I like this song.
Yeah.
This is actually favourited on my playlist.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one for me beat a song of theirs called Golden Slumbers.
Oh.
Which I thought was similar, but not the same. I'm not saying they're exactly the same.
This is better.
Better?
Yeah.
Well, the others were crap?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean better than Golden Slumbers.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I picked it. Okay, two
I like the way your brain thinks. I agree with your thought process.
All right. Yeah. We've got to keep moving because the next one is off an album which I particularly love, Sgt. Pepper's, a thing called A Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life.
And I did mention before, the thing that I particularly, I mean, I like the song, obviously, but two songs basically mashed together.
Yeah.
So you got Paul wrote some,
yeah.
John wrote some. They're completely different. The tempos are completely different. Two different songs mashed into one. And it reminded me of Bohemian Rhapsody. That's got the very slow bit and it's got... Bop, 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 bop,
when they wrote the songs, do you know if they wrote music for the songs or was it just the lyrics?
No, they wrote the whole bit themselves. So they were writing songs and they all go off and do this, you go off and do that. And then they said, well, what do you got, John?
Yeah.
And the other one said, I don't know, Paul.
Yeah.
And then they just shoved it together. So well, let's put them together and see what happens.
And Ringo's like, well, guess he'll have a nap.
Ringo, he went along with whatever they said. He's very good at the okay.
Yeah. I wrote a song, yeah.
So yeah, this song, it starts off very slow, very melodic like this, and then partway through changes into something dramatic and
it's
crazy.
Like
so I loved it.
Layla from, what's his name?
Layla.
Slowhand. Eric Clapton.
Eric, yeah.
It's like a couple of songs mixed into one.
Yep. Now, the next one I got is a thing called Norwegian Wood.
Norwegian Wood.
And
yes.
A bit, for me, it was unique.
So you haven't had Sweet, but you have had some Norwegian Wood.
Well, I would. would I?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't call me, would I?
Would I?
Now, most people are familiar with the song. Loved it. Very melodic.
What number is this?
Probably about 5-ish, I think.
Okay.
All right.
From Rubber Soul.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can if you want to.
Okay.
So... very melodic, very pleasant. Next one for me. Now, this one was a battle. A battle of the day cups.
Oh.
So, Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
Defeats I'll Follow the Sun.
I'll Follow the Sun.
See what I did
sun.
There with the day the cup, the sun.
A lot of sun.
Yeah. Here Comes the Sun.
This is, I think I played this last week on the show, actually. And this is the most played Beatles song on Spotify.
Well, it's with good reason because it's, for me, obviously right up there.
Yeah.
What else we got? Oh, okay. Now, next one I've got is a ditty called And I Love Her.
And I Love Her.
Now, this could be a little controversial because of who it beat.
And I Love Her.
Okay, and I Love Her beat Hey Jude and Yesterday. It beat them both.
What?
In my opinion.
Well, then it should have been number 10.
What?
This beats Yesterday.
Yeah, they're in their own little battle.
And Hey Jude.
I think they're all similar.
Was this even released as a single?
I have no idea. That wasn't what you asked. You asked what my favourite was.
Okay.
And I put this above Yesterday and Hey Jude.
Okay, well, your opinion's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that a lot, actually.
No, it's been fine so far. But, you know, like we did it, I think it was the first list. And I put in Vince McMahon as one of the best wrestlers of all time. And you go, with all due respect,
that stunk.
And this one, this is not... come on. Hey Jude?
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yeah. I see them all as friends. Hey Jude and Yesterday, I think, are very similar songs. I put this in the same category.
Nah. You think it's the same?
No, not the same tune. I'm not saying they're the same tune. They're the same type of song.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
I put this in the same category, rightly or wrongly.
We're getting pretty high now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're up to, I'm going to say that's 4.
Fourth?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Right, let's move on. Next one. I've just seen a face at number three.
Just seen a face.
You familiar with this song at all? Or?
I'm not.
Okay.
What's this one from? This
I don't know
from,
what to do now if you don't.
This
know
is
what...
from Help.
Okay. Yeah. And it sounds like I need some.
Yeah. Well, this is very hillbilly.
A little bit upmarket. Look, a lot of their songs were very slow songs, and I prefer songs that are a little bit quicker generally.
That's true.
So this one fit better in my genre. I love it.
And what did it beat out anything?
No, no, this one was a standalone.
Just a standalone.
Yep, for mine. Yep.
Never seen a face.
Number two. Yeah, we're starting to get serious now.
Yeah, now we are. We're
number two
dogs.
Is a little ditty called I'm Looking Through You.
I'm Looking Through You. Also from Rubber Soul.
And I particularly like the guitar riff in it. That was the thing that got me involved.
Got you involved.
I mean, not the only thing, but one of the things.
Right.
You're not familiar with this one either, obviously?
No. I do have the whole Rubber Soul album on my phone, but I'm not super familiar with it.
Ah.
And, of course, I listen to it when I listen to the 500 greatest albums of all time.
Oh, you have to tell that story again.
Every single time.
Yeah. That
I
can't
have to
be.
Tell it.
It's not right.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. All right, number one. Having said...
Now, we're going to play this whole song as well, so maybe I shouldn't do it until we're done.
All right, well, let me finish what I'm saying, and then that'll be the outro.
Okay, all right.
Now, having said that the Beatles were incredibly innovative, their Sgt. Pepper's album was unbelievable for its time, I actually went for simplicity for their number one.
Yep.
So for me... the song Blackbird is my favourite song to listen to, and it beat out the song Michelle. I don't know if you know this.
Michelle.
Yep, which I thought, again, was a similar type of song.
That's my mum and dad's song.
However,
yep,
for me, Blackbird is the favourite song I enjoy listening to by the Beatles.
Well, you're going to have...
And it is so simple.
You're going to have a sniff coming up here, Steve, because I saw him do that live when he was in Melbourne. No big deal.
How did it sound, though? It was like 94.
It was good. The lighting all went blue and black. It was nice. It was pleasant. Because, again, I'm not super familiar with it, but I'm like, I think this song's going places. You know, there's one of those ones where you don't quite know it, but you're like, that was a mega hit.
Now, do you want to have the song to... critique my list, or do you want to have a crack at it now, or what?
No,
do you
we'll just play it. Okay. So this is that was your list. The only thing, my favorite Beatles song is actually Revolution.
Oh yeah.
So you want a Revolution?
Yeah.
Well, Way? Well, no. General Mao, you know.
Yeah. Right.
That's my favorite song. But look, it's a pretty good list. The ones that I don't know, I can't really say.
Yeah.
Fair. Except I can do that one on the one that you said was better than Yesterday and Hey Jude, because I know them.
Yeah.
And come on.
But you don't know the song that I picked in front of.
No, but I heard a little bit of it, and even in that little bit, come on.
Righto.
Come on.
All right, well, that's just personal choice, obviously.
It is. Also, you're up again next week.
Yes.
Picking a list, and I've gone with a dark theme, a bit of a dark one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top 10 worst people of all time. Now, you can do this in any way you want.
Can this be the guy that kicked me when I was seven?
Yes, it can.
Oh, wicked.
It can. It could be my grade six teacher that didn't allow me to meet Shane Crawford and Matthew Richardson.
Edie Primary School, John Pearson, grade
Chuck
four.
Chuck him in there.
You're in there, John.
Chuck him in there. I mean, obviously the big dog's a Hitler, but, you know, whoever you want to do, whatever you can do.
He's kind of misunderstood.
You can pick Lance Armstrong. Your definition of the worst.
He's a jerk, actually.
The worst people ever.
He left his wife when she had cancer.
Yeah, well.
She stood by him when
he said he was half nuts, man. Oh, he was half nuts. He also cheated and won the Tour de France seven times as well. As a kicker.
He's in the list. Yeah. He's in.
So he could be number one if you want, but you can also pick some people who have maybe done some worse things. It's up to you. But it can be the little girl that put chewing gum in your hair when you were five. I don't mind what you do. Top 10
Helen
worst
Reed,
people.
Punch me in the arm.
Yeah.
Jeez,
unless you're over it now. top 10 worst people of all time next week. Right now we're going Blackbird. Steve's number one song from the Beatles. You're on 98.7. Adult BFM. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. There you go.
Nice.
Number one song from Steve. I loved it.
It's the birds that got me.
Look, it's a pleasant song. It's a very pleasant song.
Yeah, there was.
And I can't believe you didn't pick Octopus's Garden.
Yeah, no. But you did make a point that maybe I gravitate towards Paul McCartney a little.
Yeah, because before I saw Paul McCartney, no, I mentioned some of my favourite Beatles songs to you when you went, oh, well, they all seem to be John Lennon songs. Mm. And I went, oh yeah. And maybe it's maybe some people are just split right down the middle that they like them both equally. Mm-hmm. But I think I tend to like the John Lennon songs where he's singing more.
Well, they're different enough. I would be, you know, I don't think, could be wrong here, but I think it would be hard to equally like them, like, because they're quite different in terms of what they sing and the content they sing about and the way they do it. So It doesn't surprise me that somebody would gravitate more to one than the other.
Yeah, although there are some songs that I don't know which one's singing.
Yeah, it's not always easy, I agree.
No.
We did quickly try and do those 10 and I went, him. Oh, what's that one? Oh, I don't know.
Like, Don't Let Me Down, is that might be John Lennon.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You're right, it could be.
They sound very similar. Yeah, they
well, they're both from Liverpool, man.
They are, and they're both in the same band.
Certainly.
They're writing the same songs. Steve, what are we talking about now?
Yep, so... Names of kids. We've done sort of something like this before a while back.
Now you've got a news article and I've got a story. Do you want me to go first or you want to go first? You go first.
It's your show.
You go first.
All right. So basically what happened is, and the first thing I learned was what a Gen Alpha was. Do you know what a Gen Alpha is? Oh, I mean, I guess
that's like a Jenny who's the capo in jail.
Big girl.
Yeah.
2010 onwards. If you're born 2010 or after, you are a Gen Alpha.
I feel like they need to announce gens when they come out. Like, hey, by the way, everyone, this is a new generation coming through. I don't know. Is that like a horse race? By the way, there's a gen. Yeah. Because also, like, I'm lumped into the millennials.
Are you?
And I'm like, I ain't no millennial. But I'm lumped in there. Apparently, millennials go back to like 84.
Well, you can't choose not to be there. You can't.
No, but to me, a millennial is someone that's like, you know, born in the late 90s. You know, like this new, hey, we're not a gender, we're just everyone.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, like, hey, what about them? You know, they're very, they're woke in air quotes. Okay. Where I'm a little bit woke. I'm like, hey, don't be offensive to anyone. But on the flip side, yeah, suck it up, Nancy. I'm like on the cusp.
I think you've got feet in both
camps. Yeah, I do. Because it's like, you know, everyone gets a trophy. No, jog on. Like, I'm not part of that group.
And so you've actually thought a lot about this more than most of us.
Well, I'm upset in a group I'm in, yeah. I'm lumped in.
You're lumped.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Zero idea.
Go on.
Okay, so basically what's happened is this girl who was a Gen Alpha, so we're going to say sort of 10 to 15 maybe years old.
Yeah.
She came home from school and accused her mum of having an old name.
Mm-hmm.
And her mum went, old name? What are you talking about? Of course I don't have an old name. And her mum's name is Amber.
Right.
And when I think of an old name, I think of Gertrude and Martha and
Betty. Like
Betty.
Yeah.
Right? Well, times have changed and there are other people out there who are doing exactly the same thing.
To the names that you think are young names.
Not Gertrude.
Yeah.
Amber.
Yeah.
So apparently this, and the way the daughter knew that her name was old is because at school... one of her teachers was Miss Amber.
Right.
So the kid associated the word Amber, I mean the name Amber, with mum.
With an older person, yeah.
Therefore, that's an older thing. And so anyway, the mum was sort of a bit...
taken aback
because she thought she had a pretty good name, you know. And so apparently, the kid sort of looked around the classroom and names like... and this is... you know, what her daughter told her.
Mm.
And her daughter's name was Scarlett, by the way. Scarlett was the daughter's
that's
name.
That's a very young name.
She said, oh, you know, the daughter's friends are Charlotte and Olivia and Penelope. And and apparently what's happened is that the new names are the old names because a lot of the names now are names that haven't been around for a while but were around 50, 60 years ago.
So it's like I'm unique but also I haven't gone with calling my kids Square Box. It's,
correct.
It's, you know, it's...
they've gone away from those, but what they have done is they've put a twist on the spelling, for instance.
Yeah.
So there's a silent G in the middle of...
Betty with a Q.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, really?
Yeah. Which is kind of interesting. But no, apparently in Australia anyway, the top 10 lists for boys and girls, they really haven't changed that much. They've sort of a bit of jockeying. That was last year number 3 and this year it's number 5. But typically... Oliver for boys has been the top or near the top for many, many years. And Charlotte has just gone back to number 1 for Australia for girls.
My friend Beck just had a baby called Charlotte.
There you go. So
Charlotte,
Charlotte newborn.
CB.
Is that a surname?
Yeah.
So it's funny because I'm sure every person out there, when you think of an old name, you can think of 2, 3.
Well, let me tell you my quick story.
Please do.
And I hope they're not listening. And even if they are...
just look him up on Facebook.
No, he doesn't have Facebook. That's how old he is.
Go on then.
So they're my friends. I won't mention their names. But
well, that's not like you.
Yeah. I don't really care.
Usually have to bring the briefcase in and say, I'd recommend against it.
Had a beer with him the other day. I said, how's that coming? You know, are you excited about being a dad? So he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, you got any names picked out? But they don't know what they're having.
Right.
And he goes, oh, yeah, a couple. And I go, well, run them by me. Because I think a big mistake for people out there is they don't tell people what they're going to name their kid.
Oh.
The kid comes out and they've decided to call it Jamiroquai. And everyone goes, why did you do that?
Well, isn't the answer always the same? Because we liked it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't count anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
If you call your kid Bernard, I'm gonna comment.
So you say you've got feet in both camps. Now you're willing to go with the masses rather than anyway.
So I go, what do you got? What do you got?
Yeah.
Give me a couple.
Something.
So he gave me three girls' names.
Mm-hmm.
First one I was fine with, liked it. Mm. Sophie.
Sophie.
Ah, that's a lovely name. That's a
good choice.
Now, don't get me wrong, I've got a connection to the other two names he told me.
That's a problem.
The next one was Evelyn.
Yep.
Now, for everyone out there playing along at home, that was my grandma's name on both sides.
Ouch.
And by the way, my grandma was born in like 1929.
Yeah. You had Evelyn in stereo.
Nice. Yeah. So when I hear the name Evelyn, I think...
Old.
Yeah. I think, hello, dear, would you like a biscuit?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I understand.
So I went, I don't mind Eve or Evie or something like that, but Evelyn? Yeah. Come on. And the other one was Dawn.
Dawn.
Who is my mum's partner's mum's name as well.
Oh,
so I got a bunch of old lady names.
Ouch. Did you mention that to your
friend? I did. I went, it's like Sophie, the other two. So it wasn't wrapped. And I could see him kind of recalling a little bit, like going, I don't want to tell you any more names. I go, what about the boys? You got a boy's name picked out.
Like a frightened turtle.
And he goes, yeah, we've got a couple of boys' names. All right, hit me with the digits. Yeah. What do you got? And he dropped out this. Now, you're sitting down, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
He went,
Thornton.
Right. That's
And I went, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And he went, Thornton.
Yeah.
No. And I went, if you call your kid that,
that's
I will rag on him every single time I see him. In fact, I'm ragging on him now when you haven't even called him that yet.
I'll do the right thing and give him a chance. Was there a specific reference in either family to that name?
No, except he does have a slight resemblance to Thor at a glance.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
And I feel like, hey, I'm Thor.
What the father does, so that's why you named the kid.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm glad. And I said, don't call your kid Thornton.
No.
Don't call your kid Thornton.
Where did he get it from?
I have no idea.
That sounds like
I told it to Phil and he said he's wrecked two names. He's wrecked Thor and Gordon. And I'm like, Gordon wasn't cool to start off with.
Yeah, it was unwreckable.
And I said, just call your kid Thor. And he goes, no, I know a Thor. I can't do that. And I'm like, Thor is, first of all, Thor's bad, but it's better than Thornton.
Is that because God was taken?
I don't know. But I said, don't. And I'm going to say, aren't you? And he kind of looked at me like,
How did it finish? Did it finish with him saying, you're right, Matt? Now I've heard what you had to say.
He then said, I'm just going to leave it there with the names. You'll find out when the kid gets born. I said, you need to give me a couple more. Because the hard thing about naming kids is, I don't know about you, but if it's a boy's name, anyone you've ever met, as a guy with that name, you have an association with that person. So if it's like, that's cool, our kid Alex. And you're like, oh, no, I remember Alex from high school. Oh, what about Peter? Oh, I used to work with a Peter.
Absolutely.
So it really eliminates a lot of names.
100%. You go with the strange one.
However,
not
Thornton is not the option.
No. Like, it's not like Thornton ever used to beat you up when you were a kid.
No.
But that's because there was no such thing.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Unicorn.
Because it's a bad name.
Yeah, look, you've got to stick at it because he needs help.
He does need help.
Does it sound like his wife may have influenced the situation or has he picked them himself?
I feel like that's coming from him. I feel like that's coming from him.
Wow.
We're going to quickly go to a song so we can come back and wrap up the show in a second.
Yep.
Right now we're going to go a bit of G Flip. Real life, we might have to fade this down to say goodbye, Steve, just to let you know. It's all right, just smile and nod. Yeah. Thornton, baby. Thornton. Sorry, G Flip, we're going to have to fade you down there. It's the end of the show. Stick around for the Spanish show on After Us.
Yeah, no.
Spanish word coming up.
Bueno.
Bueno. We'll be back, same bat time, same bat channel next week. We'll be smashing the quiz as per usual.
If you're not doing anything, come along.
And check out Matt and Co. on Spotify if you've missed the episode or you want to hear past episodes.
Yes, please.
Steve, you've got... I'll give you 10 seconds starting from now.
I can do this now.
Yeah?
It's like that swing on Charles Barkley. Have you seen his golf swing?
He's got 7 seconds.
He's got that hesitation.
Well, you got 7 seconds. So
He's got that hesitation. He's got three now. Yeah, I know, but he's got that hesitation, and then he comes up and goes bang and hits it. It's great. It's really good.